Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic challenger Jay Gonzalez clashed last night in the first of three debates before the rapidly approaching Election Day in November. Baker presented himself as an able administrator who has improved the T, reduced homelessness, and held the line on taxes. Gonzalez pushed for big programs and big spending and attacked the governor for thinking too small. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
A certain pattern defined last night's debate at the studios of WBZ-TV. Charlie Baker would defend or describe his record, and Jay Gonzalez would say, it's not enough. Case in point, transportation. John Keller of WBZ asked if either Baker or Gonzalez would spend more to address a major irritant for Boston drivers, some of the worst traffic in the country. Baker said he's working on it and touted his effort to fix the T, setting up a fiscal management board and spending $2 billion on core maintenance. And he said he wants to do more.
Our plan is to spend $8 billion over the next 5 years on the MBTA, which will be $5 billion more than was spent in the 5 years before we took office. That's a lot of money. But we're going to spend it on the stuff that's actually going to improve the quality of the service and the capacity of the system for the people who ride it.
Gonzalez said it's not enough and accused the governor of doing too little. Gonzalez wants to raise taxes on the very wealthy and invest billions in transportation and education.
I am not trying to become governor to manage the status quo. The status quo is not working for working families across the state, and our transportation system is the thing I hear the most about everywhere I go. I will provide the bold leadership we need to fix it.
Again and again, Gonzalez said it's not enough and touted his agenda, which includes tuition-free college, early education for all, and single-payer health care. He called Baker a status quo governor who offers small-ball solutions to big problems.
It's the same old Republican playbook, no new taxes, and we know what we get for that, working families being left behind.
Baker says he won't raise taxes, but he pushed back against the charge that he's a status quo governor.
If I was a status quo governor, there'd still be thousands of homeless families living in hotels and motels in Massachusetts. There aren't. If I was a status quo governor, we wouldn't have a huge offshore wind and hydro program going on to replace a third of our fossil fuels with clean, renewable energy.
Baker also took credit for improving conditions and care at Bridgewater State Hospital, for fixing the health connector, and increasing spending on education. As ever, Gonzalez pushed back with what began to sound like a mantra.
It's not nearly enough. That's not an ambitious agenda. There's so much more we need to do to make a difference for working families in this state.
Baker said Gonzalez's proposed taxes wouldn't cover his ambitious agenda. Gonzalez accused the governor of fuzzy math. He also sought to tie Baker to Jeff Deal, who co-chaired Donald Trump's campaign in Massachusetts and who's trying to unseat Senator Elizabeth Warren. Baker didn't vote for Trump, but he pledged to support the Republican ticket, which includes Deal. Here's Gonzalez.
And by backing Jeff Deal, Governor Baker is supporting an anti-choice agenda, as well as an anti-LGBTQ, pro-NRA agenda. And I'm curious, Governor, why you have supported Jeff Deal.
Baker pledged to support the full Republican ticket, but the governor cited his support of Massachusetts' strict gun laws, his pro-choice record, and his opposition to several of President Trump's policies.
My views on Donald Trump are quite well known. I didn't vote for him, and I've made quite clear my view on what I think about many of his positions and many of his policies. And he's not running. I'm running for governor, not Jeff Deal.
Gonzalez is hoping that by linking Baker to Deal, he can link him to Trump, who remains unpopular in Massachusetts. Baker is counting on voters to recognize that he's a different kind of Republican. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.